This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1755. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 8th, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Chile, China, Colombia, Congo DR, Cuba, Czechia, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, India, Internet, Kyrgyzstan, Liberia, Madagascar, Mongolia, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Portugal, Russia, Slovakia, Solomon Islands, Sweden, Tibet, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, reports hearing the English newscast from the home service of Bangladesh Betar on 4750, January 1st at 1530 to 1545 UT. They open with Assalamu Alaikum. Time check for 9:30 p.m. This is Bangladesh Betar, the news read by about the Prime Minister visiting a trade fair where she gave a talk about her commitment to trade. Students received free textbooks during a festival, sports, weather, and news commentary. He says it was fairly readable and put up a 6.5-minute audio at his Box.com website. Earlier on UT January 1st, Ron Howard found one of the stations staying on the air later than usual for New Year's Eve was the Catholic Radio Pio XII in Bolivia, 5952.44. He tuned in at 0221. I think they usually go off around 2:30, but they were still on at 0400 local midnight in Bolivia. There was a countdown followed by the national anthem. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania has a couple of logs of a more difficult Bolivian, Red Patria Nueva, 6024.966. December 24th at 2313, they were quite readable, with a report in Quechua, an ID at 2316, but squeezed by Romania, 6015, and the Cuban Jammer on 6030. And they've heard Red Patria Nueva again on January 2nd, about the same time, 2330 UT on 6024.96, a good signal, with the usual news program mentioning Potosí, San Borja, and Peru. There were many long sound bites, a promo and ID at 2330, followed by commercials. We do not hear it in the evening, but Dave Valco reports Brazil's Rádio Rio Mar in the morning on 9695, doing well, at 1039 UT, January 3rd. Program hosts man and woman with a lot of talk. They said bom dia and mentioned Amazonia and kilowatts, and Manaus, where the station comes from. He says they apparently fixed their modulation as it was 100% readable, and at 1049 there was a long list of network stations. The reactivated Brazilian RB2 in Curitiba, Paraná. Nominal 11935 was way off frequency, says Dave Valco on December 22nd, 11933.65, heard at 0815, and also slightly off frequency on the other band, 9724.985. Meanwhile, also via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil, says he got a reply from RB2, thanking him for his report and saying their third frequency, 6040, is still being adjusted, but shortly all three will be on the air at full force. Apparently without any advance notice, Bulgaria shut down all its long and medium wave transmitters except one at the end of the year. Stephen Luce in Texas reported on this, because at mediumwave.info, 261 was thought to have been shut down at the end of 2014. He tried the Twente receiver in the Netherlands January 1st at 2300, and also 24 hours earlier, and did not hear anything on that long wave frequency. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria confirms that as from January 1st, This was the only frequency still broadcasting in AM in the entire country of Bulgaria, 24 hours a day, 576 kilohertz with 220 kilowatts. It carries the Horizont Home Service number 1 and programming for the Turkish minority. The location of that one remaining medium wave frequency is Vidin, V-I-D-I-N, in Bulgaria. The unofficial low-power shortwave station in Chile, known as RCW, has been active again on 7550, as reported by Claudio Galas in Chile. He was hearing it on New Year's Day, January 1st at 0700, with dance music in Spanish from the 50s and 60s, such as Perez Prado. And there were IDs every 15 minutes until 0800. As close as he was getting very good reception, but some interference from WEWN on 7555. He says it's been reactivated on shortwave for the new year. And he was hearing it again, UT January 3rd at 0141. By the way, it's in the AM mode, this time with Spanish music from the 80s. And yet again, UT January 4th at 0115 with romantic music in Spanish from the 70s. It seems to specialize in a different decade each night. He says, according to info from the station, they have resumed shortwave transmissions with a provisional antenna, which is a quarter wave for 7550, inverted V, and most probably they'll be active on Fridays and Saturdays between 23 and 02 UT. As far as I know, this has not yet been picked up in North America, but at least there's no longer any problem of adjacent interference from KJES. On 11810, I've been hearing a rather distorted signal in an unknown language as early as 2216 UT on January 5th, or as late as 0127 on January 4th. This appears to be one of the ethnic minority services from Beijing, China. According to Seiichi Hasegawa, the schedule of those has just been changed as of January 1st. Now on 11810 is the CNR8 service, which includes Mongolian between 21 and 06 UT, parallel to 9610. But as I say, the transmitter appears to be defective. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee reports Radio Kandip in Bunia, Congo DR, on 5066.329. January 3rd at 0420, female and children talk in French. Asuku's song Sisina by Congolese artist Bozi Boziana, and then a male speaker in a monologue, a fair S6 signal, but slowly fading from what was likely a very nice sunrise at 0402. Transmitter enhancement, good modulation. However, he'd first noted it much earlier at 0215 UT when the frequency was 6 hertz higher, with occasional threshold audio. But the following evening, it was not heard at all. Ron Howard in California says he also heard it, only for the second time, with some audio above threshold level between 0409 and 0419. On January 3rd at 0322, I noticed there was no signal from Radio Progreso in Cuba, 4765, which had been operating between 0130 and 0500, nor did I hear it on the following evenings. It appears it may have been canceled with the start of a new calendar year, but keep an ear on 4765. I was, however, hearing a very weak signal from something else, January 4th at 0131 on the frequency, which would probably be Tajikistan, although a couple of Brazilians might be there too. Arnie Coro is still talking in the future tense about putting Radio Havana on the 90-meter band 3365. With a 50-kilowatt transmitter, so I can't help but wonder if it's the same one which has been used by Radio Progreso. We'll see if we ever hear both of them at the same time once Havana finally comes up on the new frequency. In the MWDX Yahoo group, using his purse's receiver and a short beverage, Sylvain No in Portneuf, Quebec, reports pulling an Ecuadorian through the interference on medium wave 870. HCNY2, Radio Cristal in Guayaquil, December 30th at midnight 47. He also got the Colombian on 1190, HJCV Radio Cordillera. I ran across one of the numerous clandestines for Ethiopia, January 3rd at 1600 UT. That was a Saturday on 17630. It is Radio Horio Ogaden in the Somali language for the 29% of Ethiopia, made up by the Ogaden region. Transmission on Tuesday and Saturday, 16 to 1630, 500 kilowatts southeastward from France. Several reports from Europe of laser hot hits on Sunday, January 4th, on 15705. Gary Drew in England reported to the British DX Club. It's actually the laser Sunday shortwave special relayed by Magic, also on 6200, the original laser frequency being 4026. Brock Whaley in Ireland tells DX Listening Digest he was hearing them January 4th at 1000 on 6200 with an excellent signal, excellent modulation and audio fidelity. However, 4026 was silent. He heard them announcing 15705 at 1029, but not hearing it at his location, which may mean he was too close. In Finland, Jari Savalainen did hear 15705.25 at 1100, as did Tudor Vidiano in Romania at 1124. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria also heard it January 4th on 15705.3 or 4, between 1453 and 1555. If you'd like to hear Radio France International reportage on the terrorist attack in Paris, which occurred early on January 7th, you're out of luck because RFI no longer has a 24-hour shortwave service in French, and the only English broadcast on shortwave left is at 06 to 07 UT via Global 24 WRMI 9395. At least there's usually a good signal here by then, but the MUF sometimes drops below there, if they can pull themselves away from silly sports news and general coverage of what's happening in Africa. Unlike the Bulgarians, the Germans did give some warning that they would be closing down three major longwave transmitters at the end of 2014, at approximately local midnight, 2300 UT, so many, many DXers were monitoring the frequencies to hear exactly what would happen, and we have full reports about this in the new DX Listening Digest 15-01 via worldofradio.com. The frequencies now off are 177, 207, and 153 kilohertz. That quite changes the longwave dial in Europe, opening up for some other stations to be heard, although there are not that many elsewhere still on the longwave band. Ron Hart in California reports All India Radio in Shimla, 1 kilohertz off frequency, 4861, January 1st at 1444, with music, 1512, switching over to the audio feed from Delhi with tones and ads. He says both Jim Young and Dave Vaco noticed this same off-frequency for one day back on December 17th. Stephen Clift says he enjoyed listening to shortwave as a kid, but he just can't get enough news that way anymore, so he's developed an app for internet use. It's at bit.ly/figure1radioapps, or his main website, figure1radionews.com. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1755. Our thanks this week for financial support from Fritz Anderson, WT9T, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK. 73702. Here's how to sort out the stations around 4820, according to Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. There are three of them. All India Radio Kolkata, with a Pachim Banga program. He says it came on the air late around midnight 54 UT, January 2nd. Actually, it was 6 hertz below 4820, while Kyrgyz radio in Bishkek was 62 hertz low, 4819.938, and could be paralleled to a stronger frequency from the same place, 33 hertz above 4010, with a children's chorus at midnight 43, and an open live concert with applause at 0128. The third station is exactly on 4820. Shizhang Radio, the Mongolian service from Lhasa, Tibet, heard at midnight 47. And it's the strongest of the three. 6050 belongs to HCJB in Ecuador until 05UT. And it may be no coincidence that its sister station in Liberia, ELWA, has started using that frequency too, heard after 0500. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee reports it 5 hertz above 6050, January 3rd at 0540 with High Life vocals until 0608 and then Christian programming. But there's Castro Slop from 6060 and White Noise, presumably spurs from the Cuban Jammer, on 6030. There may have been an ID for Elba at 0630. They did mention Liberia. Gospel songs, church service, sunrise at 0655. Raised the signal to a solid S8 with a clear ID at 0702. Gospel songs. It started a slow fade after 0715. Wolfgang Büschel reports Madagascar's national radio station, centered at 5010.607, January 6th at 1808. But the transmitter hops up and down some 30 to 50 hertz constantly. Alan Rowe in England says the Voice of Mongolia relays are still continuing beyond December 31st. Still heard January 2nd at 20 UT on 3985 via the Call Germany relay of Radio 700. There have been two other English transmissions, other times and frequencies, yet to be reconfirmed. Ron Howard in California observes that Myanmar radio has been staying on exactly 5985, such as January 4th at 1530, saying good evening. Our final transmission for the day, as far as an English program, with the news of President Thein Sein's activities on their 67th Independence Day. About the clearest reception I have ever had, says Ron Howard. As occasionally happens on 7570, WRMI will overcome Brother Stair for other programming for 1 hour, UT Sunday, January 18th at 0100. It'll be a special Radio Netherlands program from the 60s, presented by John van den Steen and Jerry Cowan, looking at the old studio on the Botaland, and a visit to the new building, and then a very odd request program. Charles Harlech draws our attention to a comprehensive review of shortwave pirate activity in 2014 by Chris Smolinski. It's on the HF Underground blog. Long lists of stations, statistical analyses, and graphs. The last three numbers of this particular page you may find by searching are 431 at hfunderground.com. One of the beneficiaries of Germany turning off longwave 153 kilohertz was the last longwave transmitter in Norway, which I gather is usually inaudible in most of Europe because of Germany, but Romania also remains on 153. Martin Elba in Germany was trying to hear it and could not at first. However, from Norway, Svein Olaf Pedersen tells us 153 kilohertz from Ingeri. The coverage area is Svalbard, the Barents and Norwegian Sea, and northern Scandinavia. Most of it goes in a northerly direction, so you might need special conditions before you can hear it. This 100 kilowatt station is the last remaining NRK AM longwave transmitter in mainland Norway. Mauna Ridula falls up January 2nd in the medium wave DX group. As Martin Elba reported on a German list, they are back on the air today and heard Fighting with Romania. In Kumerdijk's Giovanni Carboni in Italy reports hearing what he hoped was Radio East Sepik, Papua New Guinea on 3335, December 31st at 18 to 19 UT. The weak signal occasionally improving. That would have been before their usual sign-on time, but it was, after all, New Year's Day. Unfortunately, it turned out to be, instead, the Czech pirate Radio Bila Hora, which seems to operate traditionally on New Year's Eve only, on that same frequency. Although 2015 arrived in Papua New Guinea at 14 UT December 31st, here's one station that stayed on well beyond then. Ron Howard was hearing 3385 NBC East New Britain. Still January 1st, from 1427 to 1547, with Xmas songs in English, and a religious program from the U.S. In the Never Give Up department, via João Costa and Juan Franco Crespo, another Portuguese amateur, José Luís Proença, CT1 GZB, wrote a formal letter to the powers that be in Portugal, calling for the reactivation of shortwave broadcasts from RDPI. Let's hope he was convincing. Via Rusty X, we have a new frequency for the communist pirate in Russia, Radio Comintern, in the Voronezh region. Alexander Golovin in Tolyatti received a communication from Sergei at the station, saying more or less this in translation: I moved to a new frequency since I got a call from Oleg of the Amateur Radio Union of Russia saying that he's interfering with hams that was in the 40-meter band. He advised me to go up to 7220, but he says in the broadcasting range it's impossible to drive a wedge. So I decided to go to a frequency range below the ham band. I hope telegraphy will not interfere, which is 6990. From the WRTH group on Facebook, via Rusty X, news of special programming from Radio Sputnik via WRMI. You know, they've been carrying the weekly show From Moscow with Love, but it was on hiatus for a couple of weeks for the new year. Now there is a special New Year's edition, which has been broadcast a few times already. But the future times, as I record, are as follows. Tuesday, January 13th at 0400 on 9955 and 2100 UT on 7570 and 15770. Also January 14th at 1000 on 5850 and 2130 on the 7 and 15 megahertz frequencies again. Mike Terry received January 5th a tweet from Radio Slovakia International referring to their webpage that their shortwave frequency and time have changed. 5850 daily at midnight 30 to 0100. That, of course, is a WRMI relay. According to their schedule, Radio Slovakia has been Monday through Friday at 12:30 to 13, and Tuesday to Saturday 1:30 to 2 UT on 9955. I asked Jeff White about this, and he says the midnight 30 time on 5850 replaces the 0130, but he doesn't say what about the 12:30 UT broadcast. However, when I checked this just before 0100 UT January 6th, I was instead hearing on 5850 Family Radio concluding in Spanish. And this one-hour block is, in fact, primarily belonging to Family Radio, but apparently available for Radio Slovakia International. Jeff says the 0130 time on 9955 has now been changed to Radio Prague in English. I was recently wondering whether Solomon Islands was still active on shortwave. No reports lately of 9545 or 5020. But now there have been quite a few reports of 5020, in fact on an extended schedule, apparently for New Year's. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen was hearing it January 2nd at 1320 and January 1st at 1525, but a lot of background noise, and January 3rd at 1345. That's, of course, frequency, which normally closes at 1200. Ron Howard in California was also monitoring it. January 2nd, tuned in at 1257, till it faded down after 1605 UT, with easy listening pop songs in English and other languages. There was never any news or commercials. The only announcements were brief IDs in English, mentioning an FM frequency, 96.3. Yari Savalainen points out that's Wantok FM 96.3 being relayed on shortwave, the home of good times and great music, according to their Facebook, and apparently just used for that special occasion. Tudor Vediano in Romania was barely hearing SIBC January 3rd on 5020 after 1900 until 1949. Dan Sheedy in California was hearing it past 1542 UT on January 2nd. And Ron Howard says as of January 5th, the extended holiday schedule of SIBC relaying Wantok FM ended. Not heard at all after 1310 on 5020. Mike Barraclough forwards news from a radio revival in Sala, Sweden, that they'll be testing new frequencies in mid-January. In addition to the usual 3950 and 6065, they've registered these frequencies, 3970, 3980, 6035, 9815, 9875, 11745, and 11755. Ronnie B. Good says we'll be testing the other frequencies by mid-January. The 31-meter band is a good alternative to reach the British Isles with a good signal. We have two transmitters, 5 kilowatts on AM and 10 kilowatts on LSB or single sideband. The 5 kilowatt is primarily for the 75-meter band. Besides 2330 UT on 11580, WRMI has now added another relay of Ukrainian radio in English, 1 hour later at midnight 30 UT on 7455. With a new year, time for Brother Stair on WRMI has been reduced, but still lots and lots of it, but opening up some times and frequencies for other programming. And he's back on WBCQ 7490, says Larry Will, 6 nights a week, UT Tuesday through Sunday at 02 to 04. There have been several other changes in WBCQ programming. Consult their website. Although still using one of their two 50-kilowatt RCA transmitters, Ray Rawlinson tells me that KVOH began nightly broadcasts on 9975 as of January 2nd, midnight to 05 UT. It's all religious in English and Spanish. At 01 to 05, it's the International Missions Fellowship, allowing KIMF to get a head start before their own shortwave station can be built in Nevada. Dave Valko in Pennsylvania heard WEWN January 3rd at 1137 on 10990. I compute it's a leapfrog mixing product of 12050 over 11520. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 18 and 4 January 8th and 25th, but only 5 and 2 from the 12th to 20th. Solar flux peaking at 175 January 12th to 15th and down to 130 by the 23rd. That's World of Radio 1755. I'm Glenn Hauser.